40 degrees and rain at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like market action's mixed with a firming bias for the most part this morning. Crude market's down less than half a dollar, and the dollar's up a touch. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. Mildly disappointing there. Current price action, May corn is currently up a half a cent at 371 and three quarters. December corn is steady on the day at 395 and a quarter. May soybeans down 2 3/4 at 901 and a quarter. And November beans, 936 and a half, down 1 3/4 as well. Looking at the May wheat for Chicago, 459 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. And July is up 2 1/2 at 465 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, up 5 1/4 at 441 even. And September, is up 3 3/4 at 460 and 3/4. Minneapolis wheat for May, up 0.75 at 566. And July is up 1 3/4 at 565 even. Looking at the livestock, early livestock trade starting out steady with a firm bias in the cattle, and hogs up better than half a dollar. Charts, fund short covering should continue to develop. Corn funds are record short positions, giving them a little bit of incentive. We're in a little bit of a consolidation mode, pretty much corn, beans, and wheat. The chart pattern does favor or offer a higher bias. The Federal Open Market Committee publishes its latest monetary policy declaration at 2 o'clock this afternoon Eastern Time. China discussions continues to be on again, off again, but this morning seems to be an on-again day. USDA supply demand reports due out late next week, so look for them to be a little bit of a bias or a little bit of a hint. China and the hog situation, China's losses may exceed the U.S. and the next three largest producing countries' total capacity. A side note is that poultry production in China may increase almost 10% quickly. Cattle on feed numbers are due out Friday afternoon, and as I said earlier, fund short covering continues to be an underlying theme. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that update. We certainly appreciate it. 40 degrees and rain here at 8:58. Let's see what's happening with current conditions across the listening area. Bloomington Normal still reporting a little rain at this hour. They're at 38 degrees, south wind at 17 miles per hour. Decatur reporting light rain, 40 degrees, south wind gusting to 21. Danville reporting some light rain, 38 degrees, and a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. Charleston Mattoon reports light rain, 40 degrees, a south wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Rantoul, they're reporting some rain as well, 38 degrees, and a south wind at 10 miles per hour. Let's take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today. Look for cloudy skies, some showers likely, as we're seeing so far this morning, a high of 51 degrees, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a chance of more rain and a high of 35 degrees, west wind 5 to 15. Looks like dry tomorrow, but mostly cloudy skies with a high of 50 degrees, wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tomorrow night, dropping to a low of 33 degrees, and it looks like we'll see the sun again on Friday with mostly sunny skies and a high of 49 degrees, northwest wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Stay with us here on WIOL AM 580. Coming up next, it's 2 hours of 1A with host Joshua Johnson. After that, it'll be the 21st, Brian Mackey filling in for Nyla Boodoo today. And before that, we'll have NPR News headlines at 9:01. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.